Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today we have a guest author, Scott Herrick. Scott, what in the world drove you to write this episode, GOP Acquisitions Tour?
Well, the muse is a prickly harlot.
We only have so much time, Scott. Tony, what do people need to remember about listening?
People need to take notes and seek out the implicit question that serves as the premise for the entire episode. If you're correct, mail it in, and if you're still correct, you could win a valuable prize.
There's a causality issue there.
I know.
Time now for a word from our latest corporate sponsor down at the Grand Ole Party World Cruises. If you're looking to expand your horizons on a budget, why not check out the Grand Ole Party's latest travel offering, the Round the World Acquisition Puddle Jump. You'll begin your historic maritime adventure with a gentle introduction to open water as we dip our collective toes into a unique combination of both salt and fresh water to glide effortlessly between the banks of what used to be called the Panama Canal. From the comfort of our half-dozen sky decks, we'll have front-row seats as we watch differently flagged ships, most from as far away as China and North Korea, compete in often spirited flag and ear-splitting martial music face-offs, heat-seeking drone races, and parachute precision landing competitions that will take your breath away, literally.
Then it's off north to what used to be some of Canada. We'll be joined aboard as we steam toward the Great Lakes by several former semi-professional collegiate historians who will brief us on the fascinating history of the burning of the White House in 1814 by some Canadians, the surrender of Detroit in 1812 to other Canadians, and the underhanded defeat of the U.S. men's hockey team by even more probably performance-enhanced-infused Canadians in the 2010 Olympics. We'll have an all-on-deck, so there, Canada, buffet the night we make landfall in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, after raising the stars and stripes with Fahrenheit accents over all 11 local hockey rinks.
From our 51st state to our 52nd, it's just a short sail again north to what until recently was unfairly called Greenland by the land-grabbing, hardly credible Danish. Here we'll enjoy nightly entertainment by mostly skilled seal hunters as they join forces with local schoolchildren in a spirited presentation of a festival of ice, minerals, and permafrost culture, a two-hour musical extravaganza highlighted by a joint crew and passenger finale sing-along of O Canada.
And finally, it's time to leave the cold weather and ice behind as we embark on the real coup de grace of our acquisitions tour, making our way across both the Atlantic and the Mediterranean to our final port of call at the just-completed Gaza Plaza Resort Spa and Casino. The mosque-themed grounds will both thrill and rejuvenate you after our time at sea, and with ample West Bank cash machines in abundance and the signature right-wing-only chicken and pigeon-all-you-can-stomach nightly feasts included in your package. What's not to like? During the day, guided tours to the world's largest rebar reclamation center are offered, as well as narrated walks through what just might be the planet's most elaborate system of tunnels ever built in hot weather.
Spaces are limited, folks, so act now. That's the Round the World Acquisitions Puddle Jump Specialty Cruise offered through Grand Ole Party Cruises and Tours. For additional information, check your local news outlet or the U.S. Department of Interior. Attention, Jolene in Maps.
Kevin, quiet, Scott. Kevin, did anybody write in hopes of receiving a valuable prize?
Yes, Petra Clamato, residing in West Eastboro, Eastern West New Jersey, asks, is the implicit question, how do you use the stupid compass thing anyway? I'm an experienced geocacher, but I cannot use this damn thing. That question is wrong and wrong-headed.
Yes, and Scott, what do you think?
Well,
never mind.
Other people that we do rely on for great information are our cast, Scott Herrick and Tony Flynn. It was written by Scott Herrick. Many thanks to the man who volunteers at the local youth prison, Spackling Walls, with shackle damage from jailed jackals, Brian Lindsay. And remember, don't be a fascist.